This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. We can't avoid mistakes in life, but what we can do is learn from them. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore talks about the common mistakes people make in financial matters on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
It was James Joyce who called mistakes the portals of discovery. So let's not fear making mistakes. What we ought to fear is not learning from them and repeating the same few endlessly. When it comes to financial matters, here are a few of the most harmful mistakes that, if made and repeated over and over, can do irreparable damage to your financial security. However, if the same mistakes are recognized, admitted, learned from, and then run from, they might actually do you some good. Mistake number one is undersaving. The first big mistake that I see all over America is undersaving, be it in 401k plans, mutual funds, bank accounts, or even a shoebox. Americans simply are not saving enough money. There are many positive aspects of our consumer-oriented society, but those positives are not enough to eclipse undersaving. You've just got to save early enough and adequately enough in enough quantities if you ever want to become financially independent. Mistake number two, financial paralysis. Most of us are investment illiterate, innumerate, as some have called it. We don't understand the basics of mutual funds, retirement plans, and the like, and we really don't like asking for help. Often 401k participants don't understand the investment choices available to them in their company's 401k plan, and what people don't understand, they usually avoid. In this case, avoidance equals inaction. They freeze. And since time stands still for no man or woman, repeating this mistake, freezing, will cost you precious time, time in which your money should have been growing. Well, mistake number three, never updating. The third big mistake is failing to make financial changes to reflect the fact that you are changing. When you were young and, say, in your 20s or 30s and you had several decades to go until retirement, then it would make sense to accept a great deal of investment risk. But as you move closer to retirement, it makes more sense to take some of that risk, maybe a lot of that risk, off the table. Too many set it and forget it, ignoring the asset allocation of their 401k plan or any other investments that they may have. Now, this can be a costly mistake if a bear market makes a regular, if unwelcome, visit just before you collect that gold watch before retirement. And then mistake number four is always reacting emotionally. Fourth and finally is this emotionally reactive buying and selling. This is also known as buying and selling on fear and greed. Last year, Dalbar reported that the S&P 500 lost 4.38%, but that the average U.S. investor lost 9.5%. What is the reason for this big discrepancy? Well, it's the result of emotionally reacting to market movements rather than a disciplined approach to investing. Emotions like fear or greed prompt us to do the wrong thing at the worst time. So don't worry about being perfect in your investments. Be humble, seek help, and be a lifelong learner about money and investments. Do so, and you'll discover with Joyce that your investment mistakes can actually open up investment portals of discovery for you too. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.